is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The U.S. Senate passed the nation's largest ever rescue package late Wednesday, a $2 trillion lifeline to suffering Americans, depleted hospitals, and economy all ravaged by the rapidly spreading coronavirus. The massive deal hammered out between Republicans, Democrats, and the White House includes cash payments to American taxpayers and several hundred billion dollars in grants and loans to small businesses and core industries. It also buttresses hospitals desperately in need of medical equipment and expands unemployment benefits. The measure cleared the Senate by an overwhelming majority and is headed next to the House of Representatives, which must also pass it before it goes to U.S. President Donald Trump for his signature. New York authorities are mobilizing to head off a potential public health disaster in the America's largest city as U.S. deaths from the coronavirus rise above 1,000. With New York's emergence as the nation's hotspot, a makeshift morgue has been set up outside Bellevue Hospital. The coordinator of the White House's coronavirus task force is warning New York cases could grow and is urging residents to follow public health recommendations. Meanwhile, in hard-hit Spain, lawmakers agreed to extend the state of emergency for 2 more weeks for a full month. Scores of Mexicans braved long lines at the Capitol's first coronavirus drive-through testing station Wednesday. The idea was pioneered in South Korea with the goal of minimizing face-to-face contact. The Asian country has been credited with flattening the curve of new infections. Drivers pulled into a parking lot where they were met by health workers in protective suits. And results are coming back in a few days. This is VOA News. Brazil's president drew blistering criticism from the medical community and opponents Wednesday for downplaying the coronavirus pandemic, but renewed his attacks on containment measures to slow its spread. The far-right leader has repeatedly lashed out at restrictive measures to fight the virus, which he has called a little flu that caused an overblown reaction. He triggered new outrage among critics with a national address Tuesday night, condemning scorched earth containment measures by local authorities, such as closing businesses and confining people in São Paulo and Rio de Janeiro, which are Brazil's biggest cities. He said such measures risked wrecking the Brazilian economy, which is Latin America's largest. Apple CEO Tim Cook said Wednesday the company has procured and is donating 10 million protective face masks to U.S. medical workers to protect them against COVID-19. He made the announcement in a video posted on his Twitter account. As coronavirus cases have